Well, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Tom Petty, what a day. If you already were in a position where you were mourning the tragedies of the day, Tom Petty came along in the early afternoon. It was discovered that he was found unconscious in his Malibu home in cardiac arrest. He was pulled from life support. Reports of his death surfaced. CBS News went with it, the LAPD confirming. That since has been walked back. Tom Petty's still alive in the hospital after the alleged pulling of the life support. On the line with us, Jim DeRogatis, the famed rock critic here in Chicago, who is one half of the great show Sound Opinions, which you can hear all over the country on public radio. Jim DeRogatis, thanks for joining us, bud.
Yeah, hey, Justin. What a surreal day.
What a surreal day. And it gets, I mean, even more so with Tom Petty. I mean, when we talked earlier in the day, you know, I was thinking straight obit for him to still be alive. I mean, we still can talk about his legacy, but so surprising in this day and age when we usually, when it comes to deaths, get it right.
Yeah, you know, I think that this crazy, insane rush to be the first to tweet, to be the first to get something up online. I mean, if we haven't seen enough evidence of late that it's doing a disservice to journalism, here's yet another example.
Yeah. Well, Tom Petty...
I think the most heartbreaking thing I read was a furious rant by one of his two daughters. He has two daughters and a stepson at Rolling Stone magazine, ranting and raving at them for being so eager to bury her father, who's not dead yet. And he may, you know, he may pull through, and he may not. But I mean, you know, my dad died in July, and I got four calls over the space of 3 or 4 weeks from hospice care, and every time it was like, you know, 48 hours.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that happened four times. You know, and many of us have family members that we've lived through something like that with. I'd hate to see somebody I loved buried prematurely.
Especially in this way where it's all on the internet and Twitter and Facebook and everywhere in between.
Yeah, you know, and the whole story originated with TMZ. I mean, oh my God.
But they got the story right in the way that he was rushed to the hospital. They actually, surprisingly, did
it's
not.
True. They did not report he was dead.
Right.
Unlike CBS, right.
CBS. You know, Tom Petty is amazing to me, and I don't think I've ever seen this, Jim, where someone who's still alive, you know, because everyone just believes the news that's out there. I mean, there was just a rush from celebrities to everybody in my Facebook feed and Twitter to talk about Tom Petty and his legacy and what he means to them. I mean, to think about what Tom Petty does mean as a musician to so many different people of so many generations.
It's amazing. I think, Justin, he's rare in the rock star stratosphere for being the sort of guy who can sell out the United Center or Wrigley Field and be so down to earth and accessible to people. You know, he was not a garrulous person, but you saw him in interviews, saw him in that 4-hour documentary, heard the music, and heard someone genuine, someone authentic. My favorite Petty moment, he spent about 2 hours with Greg Cotton, me, the entire length of the original Sound Opinions on XRT. He was doing that week-long stint at the Vic in the late 90s, where he was playing blues songs, music he grew up loving, and he just hung out with us. And there was a great moment where suddenly, you know, so Cot and I, who were pretty, you know, pretty jaded, we've interviewed a lot of rock stars,
right.
We're geeking out that we're with Tom Petty, and Petty was recalling a wonderful day he spent with one of his heroes, who became a friend, driving around on his bulldozer on an island in Hawaii with George Harrison, touring George's pot farm. All right? And on a bulldozer. And he was like a 17-year-old kid talking about hanging out with George Harrison, and Cotton and I were feeling like 17 years old. We're hanging out with Tom Petty. So there was a real accessibility there. And I think journeyman is a word that sometimes is tossed off as someone who's just like workaday, but not extraordinary. You know, obviously the art was extraordinary. I saw a tweet from somebody who said, you know, my favorite Tom Petty song is whatever one's on the radio now.
Yeah.
Because there are dozens of incredible songs. But he never had that, you know, he did not have that Jagger attitude, that Sir Paul McCartney attitude. He was almost, you know, in a stratosphere that was similar, but he never acted that way. He was always the kid from Florida playing in the bar band.
You know, he, you mentioned that 4-hour documentary, you know, to think about him and being a musician at that time in the late 70s where he was making some unbelievable music, whether it be Refugee or American Girl or any of that stuff. You know, he has lived so many different lives in the way that that's much, much different than Free Fallin' or Learning to Fly or any of the stuff, The Last Dance with Mary Jane, that came out even more recent. I mean, he has really found himself almost like a chameleon in a way that he can still be able to write the great rock and roll song, but appeal to so many different generations.
Yeah, you know, somebody tweeted an interview I did with him in 2009. And, you know, it's one of those interviews I'd forgotten. And it was a quote that I wouldn't have remembered, but people have been passing it around on the net, where we were talking about, you know, this notion that everything that could be done with two guitars, bass, and drums had been done. And he said, you know, the thing I'm proudest of in my catalog is that the song could have been written in 1967, or it could have been written in 2007, and I would say now 2017. There's a sort of timelessness to his music. I think it's his great strength, is that it was not prone to fads or fashion, and it was just great, you know, gutsy rock and roll in a way that I think, you know, I'm not a Springsteen fan, you know that, we've had this fight, but I think if you want to look at the real American rock and roll, I mean, I think that's Petty. Not as much a Bruce Springsteen.
To me, they fall in a very similar category. It might be that they were at the same time in that sort of mid to late 70s creating the music of soundtracks. I mean, we'll know those songs forever. But Tom Petty also comes from it in a way that it almost felt like he was the one-man band, even though he had the Heartbreakers and everything around him. When you think about Tom Petty, he was much more of a singer-songwriter. And all of that can be said about Bruce Springsteen as well. But with the E Street Band and everybody around him, he felt like there was so much more ensemble, where Tom Petty was just the guy who came in and, I wrote this song last night, let's put it down. Like, it's a little more like sort of simple, if you will, push to,
to
rock
like
and roll.
Said, like I said, no attitudes. You know, you felt like you could have a beer with this guy. I think the other thing that's really important to note about him is how hard he fought for his fans throughout his career. You know, his major label recording career almost ended because he was not going to back down, in his own words, when the record company wanted to raise the list price of his records. He was anti-Ticketmaster. He was anti-milking the fans. You know, there were not $350 golden circle seats at Tom Petty shows. And that's rare, you know, because you don't get it from Bono, you don't get it from Sir Paul McCartney, you don't get it from Bruce Springsteen. You know, and Petty was not one to take advantage of this loyal fan base.
Right. Jim DeRogatis, my guest in studio, one half of Sound Opinions, the greatest rock and roll talk show to have ever lived. You know, as we talk about Tom Petty, and of course, we're kind of, you know, talking about his legacy while he's still alive, and today was such an awkward, surreal day of unconfirmed deaths, and you know, we're not even sure where we're at right now with him still in the hospital after being found unconscious in his home, cardiac arrest, being pulled off of life support, all the stuff that we know up to this point. As we talk about his career, one that just came through when he came through Wrigley Field, what, last week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Where does he stand? I mean, when you mentioned all those greats, Paul McCartney and Springsteen and the others, that U2, where does Tom Petty rank when it comes to the best rock and roll of a generation?
You know, it's interesting. I think, although he could sell out arenas like Wrigley, you know, to me, McCartney and U2 and Springsteen, those are arena bands. But Petty, even if he was playing an arena or the United Center, you know, he always made you feel like you were in the bar with him. And that's that, I mean, is a high compliment, you know, not as an insult. You know, there were no lasers and lights and gimmicks and no mid-set speeches about Aung San Suu Kyi, as you would get from U2, you know, and none of the fake, the reason I dislike Springsteen, none of the fake take me to the river, baptize me in the river of rock and roll stuff. Petty was meat and potatoes playing rock and roll. And I think probably the closest analog to any of the true rock greats is, well, there's two. You know, number one is Neil Young. You know, we forget that there are 150 Neil Young songs we love. And, you know, that the next album might be a complete turkey where he tries something weird and then he makes one of the best of his career. He never stopped pushing himself. He never stopped growing. And he didn't care what you thought. And I think Petty had a lot of that in him. And then I saw a really moving quote that Bob Dylan put out. Obviously, Dylan was not yet aware that Petty was not dead, saying he was one of the best. And I did see Dylan play with the Heartbreakers, one of the Dylan-Tom Petty tours. And that was pretty phenomenal. Because Dylan also had that, I don't care what you think of me. Go ahead, call me voice of a generation or call me a sellout because I did a Victoria's Secret commercial. He didn't care. You know, and I think the problem is that a Springsteen, a U2, a McCartney, they very much care. Right. And I think Petty was in that. So, yeah, he's absolutely one of the greats. And he's all the greater for not having given a care about that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, you know, from your vantage point as a guy who's known Tom Petty and interviewed him and also reviewed his music, which Petty are you jamming tonight? What would be the Tom Petty that Jim DeRogatis is taking out of the old record?
You know, I think Wildflower is one of the solo albums, is probably my favorite start to finish. But I think, you know, tied neck and neck with Sheena is a Punk Rocker by the Ramones, American Girl is quite possibly the best rock song ever written. It just is, you know. I mean, it's in terms of the yearning and the dream of what this music is, and it's personified in this woman, and that beat, that Stan Lynch beat. He had some problems with Stan Lynch, wound up out of the band. But, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. Not too many people who are listening right now didn't scream that at the top of their lungs. And the jukebox has that go on at any bar in any part of this state.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the last movie that Jonathan Demme made, or one of the last, Ricky and the Rockets, Meryl Streep plays a aging bar band singer, and she does a killer version of American Girl, which I think Petty would have loved. I mean, the fact that, you know, I don't think he ever strayed far from playing in the bar in Gainesville.
Yeah. Jim DeRogatis, one half of Sound Opinions, the greatest rock and roll talk show on earth, which you can hear on public radio stations all across the country and here in Chicago as well. And you know, a longtime reviewer, rock critic who's covered Tom Petty. Now, Tom Petty, not dead, as it's sort of been walked back by CBS and the LAPD. He today was found unconscious in his Malibu home. He was taken to, he had full cardiac arrest. He was put on life support, pulled off life support, and right now still in the hospital. So, Jim DeRogatis, thanks so much for joining us tonight to talk a little bit about Tom Petty and his legacy. Appreciate it.
You bet, Justin.